So, I heard you've been watching a lot of Harry Potter movies recently. Is that true?
Yes, I read the whole series in third grade. It's like the coolest thing ever.
Well, you read it in third grade? You must be like a reading wizard, if you
Yeah.
catch my drift.
What does catch your drift mean?
I don't actually know anything about Harry Potter, but I'm pretty sure it's associated with magic-y type stuff.
Have you ever seen one movie
Sorry,
about Harry?
what?
Have you seen one Harry Potter movie?
No, I've never read any of the movies. No, I've read the movies. No, I've never read any of the books. I've never read any of the books. I've not read any of the books. I've not seen any of the movies.
Please at
How about
least
you?
tell
Have
me.
you watched all the movies?
I've been to midnight premieres. I've read all the books, yes.
Oh, so you're like an avid fan of like the magic
The magic of
behind
Harry
this
Potter.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah. One thing I don't like is her name. It's like JK. I'm just kidding. This is not really about Harry Potter. He wakes up in the last sentence.
She's just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding about Rowling.
The first thing I always thought when I heard her name was like, I thought of a bowling alley, because like, J.K. Rowling, it kind of reminded me of like, a rolling ball, a rolling bowling.
So Rowling is now bowling.
Yeah, okay,
That
J.K.
doesn't make
Bowling.
any sense.
She's not even a writer anymore. She's a
Bowling
bull.
alley.
Yeah.
Wow. Have
So
you ever even seen a trailer for the movies?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Have you seen even a trailer of the movies?
Oh no, I haven't. I'm in like third grade or something, just like you. I think I read like the beginning to the first book, maybe. The title had a the cover page had a blue surrounding with a little young child on a broomstick, like a witch. And I don't
He's a
know if that was
wizard.
Harry Potter, but
Well, he had the
last year.
glasses, you know, the scar on his face. It could either be Ron or Harry Potter.
Yeah. Last year you tried to get I asked you about the Harry Potter series and I told you it was like the most boring thing ever. I tried the first book again last year and I was like, "Oh, Mr. Potter walked into a bar and got drunk and
He never
oh, I
did
don't
that. He's not 21.
Oh. Well, if he's not 21, then is he 22?
No, he's 11.
Because obviously 22 is better than 21.
Taylor Swift did a song about 22, so.
Wait, 60 years old?
No, he's not 60. If he was 60, then he would be a little old going to a school. And
Wow, he's 60 years old. Okay, I'm just gonna go with 60 years old. I don't know about you.
so you're thinking that he was 60 years old, had best friends who were 11 years old, and then eventually dated his best friend's sister, who was less. Like a year younger than his 11-year-old brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Wow, that's amazing. He
Thanks, man.
must live like a fulfilling life at some
Yeah. And
place.
his mortal enemy is younger than him.
But that rich bald dude who's like kidnapping young children, like Harry Potter.
Are you talking about Voldemort, the guy with no nose?
Oh, are they not the same person?
Well, he doesn't kidnap children, and He's not rich. He's kind of poor. He's in the dumps. He's begging people for money.
They all have some, like, similar gist to their name. They're all, like, they have, like, a Moor in their name, so they need to kidnap Moor children.
What I don't get is some of the names, like, Dumb Beldor and Long Bottom.
Well, I don't think I'm, like, the correct person to consult names on this topic.
Yeah, I'll ask another.
Since we are talking about movies that I've never watched, what's a movie you've watched recently?
Well, I'm gonna see how have you seen me tomorrow. I wasn't able to see it today.
What are you gonna watch?
Now you see me. I'm watching it tomorrow.
Oh. I don't even know what that movie is.
What?
I don't even know what that movie is. As you can tell, I'm not really a great movie person. I feel like they're a big waste of my time. Like, I don't know if there is anybody else who thinks, like, watching movies is just a giant waste of their time. At the beginning, they're like, oh no, I have to watch... Oh, you hear that? There's thunder striking outside. I don't know if you hear that too, because you live pretty nearby to me, but...
How do you know where
it's
I
like
live?
It's raining pretty heavily outside right now.
Yeah, it's raining now.
Like thunder.
Too. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So I feel like movies are a big waste of my time because.
But what? It's like an entertainment thing. Like reading. And watching How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother is a whole different story. It has like a good plot to it and it's. I don't know why, but I don't like movies, but I think TV shows are, like, not a waste of my time, because I'm, like, redeeming my time for something useful.
A movie is just, like, a lot of TV episodes wrapped into one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no commercial, too. I'll give that a plus, but you go into movie theater, and you buy, like, a bag of popcorn and, like, some candy... a drink, and then instead of buying all that, I feel like I could go out and buy a car instead.
You could buy a car with a $7 popcorn fee.
Stuff in the movie theaters, so overpriced. Do you ever buy stuff in the movie theater, or do you just kind of sneak it in like your mother's
purse?
I'm more
of a sneaking in kind of person. No, I mean, they overprice it at the movies. CVS is just so much cheaper.
Yeah. It's like... It's such a disappointing thing to see, like, movie theaters try to take advantage of us, and then... But we're taking advantage of them, too, because we're kind of just, like, sneaking food in. We buy at, like...
Yeah, we got like this stomach, and they're like, oh, are you pregnant? Like, no, just sneaking stuff in.
Oh dear.
What?
I just heard a big thunder strike.
From me or from, you?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Hmm.
So, a couple of days ago, I tried recording this with you, and, it didn't really work out so well. I had you take the American citizenship test. There was like 277 questions in the quiz in all.
And we only got through like 10?
Like 11.
11.
And you thought a bunch of iconic people today were just dead. I don't know. It's probably because you spent all your time watching movies, isn't it?
You probably know, like, the whole... everyone in politics, you know, like... Oh, that's that useless guy in the House of Representatives. What's his name? Raka Raka? And then I'm like, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. That's all you ever need. Your life is complete.
Yeah, do you even know who he is?
No. He's probably associated with movies, that's why. I know that he's, I think he's African American, and he's like the greatest narrator in all of the world.
He does narrating, but he also does like cool acting things, and you only kind of know his race. You don't even know if he's, you didn't even say if he's like really black or not.
I don't think we should be racist.
Oh yeah,
because there's a fine line between racism and just joking. And I don't know where
are
we
on that line, or do we cross that, or we should look at a diagram?
Yeah, I tried to explain the concept of feedback to you, and like twice. And the first time I was like, you were like, I don't get this. So I had to draw a diagram for you. And the second time, and then when I drew the diagram for you, you still didn't get it. But the second
you never
time,
drew the diagram.
Like, what?
You never drew a diagram for me.
Oh, really? I didn't? Oh,
no.
That's probably why you didn't get it.
Were you, like, drawing a diagram for some guy? Some random hobo on the street?
You thought I sound like a hobo.
What am I supposed to sound like that? Deep and kind of sound creepy. And kind of sound, you know, deep. Kind of sound creepy.
The first time we Skyped was probably like a few years ago, and when Jordan heard my voice, he was like, you sound like a hobo, and I was like, well, you sound like a little girl. I don't know, our voices seem very changed over the microphone. I don't know if it's an effect of the weather here, but it's really bad for your health, and remember
yeah.
that, because health is good health, and bad health is not good health.
Yeah, something like that. Similar, something like that.
Okay. Is that what's going on in your household, in the Jordan Zenbito household?
Why do you hear noises?
Yeah, it's, someone screaming in the background.
Does it sound like a little baby screaming?
It sounds kind of more like, I don't know. It sounds a bit weird, though.
A bit weird. That would be some voices that you hear. Very weird voices in the background.
Because it's like the voices from, like, Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Jordan?
You hear any of that?
What is that?
You hear that?
Yeah, you live by yourself, right?
I
don't know why there's some, like,
I think
paranormal
it's the
activity going on in your house.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the neighbors.
Oh, okay. Well, that's some pretty thin walls.
Yeah.
It felt like it was, like, right in this house, but... Dang, Jordan.
Well, you know, I live alone.
Times are tough.
Yeah.
Alright, what else have we forgotten? They just concluded the season 8 of How I Met Your Mother. What do you think of that?
That was the worst ending ever. Like, I can't think of a worse ending for that.
Apparently they're not gonna end it. There's like a season 9 I'm on.
Yeah, but you can't start a season with like so much.
Yeah, it's like they left us on a way too big cliffhanger. I'm on a How I Met Your Mother Wikipedia right now. They're gonna.
Yeah, did you hear that
season 9?
Did you hear what the season 9 is gonna be about though?
It's probably gonna be what the last 8 seasons been about.
Yeah, but I heard that it's gonna be like about the
audience.
Entire... Oh yeah, it's gonna be like, no, that's not your mother. How I Met Your Mother season 10's coming up next.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know.
They're like, extending to the life. They're like squeezing all the juice out of this great show just for the profit.
Oh, I can't CBS. Believe Ted has so many dates, literally. It's like, he goes through so many people. I want to see a list of all the people Ted dated.
He's a player.
Yeah, a player that eventually tells his kids stories about his mother.
Oh, I don't know how long his kids have been sitting there on the couch.
I know. Like
9 years. They've been sitting on the same exact couch for the 9 years. Listening to their dad.
Day.
Tell them a story about how he met their mother.
Wow, they look pretty bored though, every time they show them.
Oh man. I think I recognize the guy actor from somewhere.
What?
I recognize the guy actor, that guy child.
I know, he's,
I don't know where, though.
He's, I forgot, I know his name, but I don't remember his name.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, it's something. It's, I forgot his name. I don't know the girl, though. I think the mother kind of looks like the daughter a bit. I know the Ted looks like the boy.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh. Dang, I feel bad for you. These noisy neighbors.
Very noisy neighbors.
I feel like... Hold on. I gotta... Oh. I feel like asking you some questions. Are you up for it?
Yes.
Alright, here we go. Question one. If you can give a newborn baby, like, a quick tip in the world, a hot tip, a lesson in life, what would it be, and why?
Don't trust strangers, because if there was, like, a white van, and the kid was, like, I don't know, 4... You know, sucks for that kid.
What do you think would happen?
He would be sold on the market in Mexico.
Oh dear. Oh yeah. No, that's horrible.
Sucks for that kid.
What kind of wall insulation do you have?
There's a hole in the wall.
Next to the neighbors. Oh my goodness. Are you suggesting that you have, like, a complex with your neighbors?
There's, like, a hole in the wall. It's kind of what I'm saying.
Well, besides you living in that, complex, who else lives with you?
No one.
Oh dear. I'm sorry.
So what we were talking about earlier, about the white van.
About the white van. You said, some horrible things would happen to the child.
Yeah, because, I mean, stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Oh my gosh. A few days ago, while we were at soccer practice, there was this guy who never shows up for practice. But he shows up for the games. So at the game, he told us that he would come into practice next week in a white van. So we were just doing our stretches next week, and we saw a white van pull up to there, and we all thought it was like some bad thing. And then
did he come out of the van?
I don't know if he was actually that guy from who never came to the practices, but all we know to that day is that He is
He.
a bad role model for young children who are just newborn and out of the hospital. He should definitely not be giving tips to newborn babies.
Yeah,
Because
definitely shouldn't go in
that'd
that
be real.
business.
It's an industry nowadays.
It's an industry.
Okay. Next question. If you could create a product, what product would it be and why?
Pizza, right? That's frozen. You heat it up very quickly, quicker than an oven would heat it up.
Oh,
So,
right, okay.
the awesomer version of frozen pizza. We would call
I like
it
where this is
unfrozen
going.
pizza. Think about it. I mean, does anyone really want to cook frozen pizza? No. No, they don't.
Yeah, I think we're in, this must be like 2013 technology. It's like a revelation.
Well, people become more lazy.
Yeah, those 21st centuryers, those silly 21st centuryers.
When does it mark the 21st century? Because we're in 2000. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
What? Are you time traveling? What do you mean we're in 2000?
No, I mean, we're in the 2000s. We're in 2013. So, how is it the 21st century? Why isn't it the 20th century?
Okay. The way this works is this. Every 100 years is a century. So you always have 1 century up from the actual year you're heading. I think that came to be because
Because
like
0 to 100 was the first century, and then 100 to 200 would be the second century.
Yeah, exactly. So the 1900s to the 21st century was called the 20th century. So we're all like set back a little bit.
That works, I think. So what would you do?
I would invent like something that would make time speed up, but not really. Ooh, that brings me to an interesting fact. A couple days ago, I read a science book, and I think it went something like this. We can actually time travel, but it's like really, really hard. And that, like, we have to go into outer space, orbit the Earth, go at the speed of light, and like stay there for 10 years. And if you come down to Earth again and you had a twin brother you were born with, he would be like 4 years old, you would only be like 30.
Oh, well, that
Because apparently, like,
makes.
time slows down when you're heading at the speed of light.
Oh, but the thing is, you'd have to travel at the speed of light, which kind of isn't really possible right
Yeah.
now.
I think that's kind of like, 22nd century. 22nd century technology. And we're Skyping right now. Skype has some advertisements, and one of the advertisements is Netflix.
Oh,
And
Netflix advertises on everything. Like you walk
I
in the
know.
mall and you see like a Netflix poster. Yes, it is true.
Did you know that Netflix takes up like one third of the bandwidth in the United States?
What's bandwidth?
From a bandwidth is like internet space.
Oh.
I don't know how to simplify that. Or I prob that's probably not a correct definition. Probably have to ask someone who's like has a
An
decent
internet
IQ.
geek.
Oh, jeez. All right. So I've been eating this Chinese nut, and apparently it takes so much effort to open the crack the nut, it actually makes you hungrier than before you eat it.
How is that? Then why does anyone eat it?
Because you can eat, like, infinite nuts. Until you, like, starve to death, and you just keep eating these.
Yeah, it's like a starving person is like eating these, and they started to die. Sucks for them.
Yeah, there was just... It was just thunder outside.
What? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I apologize if, you guys hear any feedback. I'm, like, sitting 7 feet away from the computer, and I don't have a pair of headphones that are, like, that long. So you might hear Jordan's voice. Jordan's voice.
Whoa, that sounded like a normal Jamin.
Jordan Weiss.
Exactly, that sounds exactly how you normally sound.
Apparently you don't, there's like a mental thing, you don't actually know what you sound like. You think you sound like something, but when other people listen to you and you give them a description of what you sound like, you're actually like, no, you sound absolutely nothing like that.
Well, maybe they're giving a bad description.
Damn straight I did.
I mean, absolutely, that could be the cause, but I don't know, I think you have to be like a neuroscientist, like a scientist of some sort.
A sound scientist? What is sound, like, in scientific thing? Is it like, how do you say that in science?
They sound like scientific. Wow. Scientific, a scientific sounding name, a what?
The word that's scientific for the word sound.
What, scientific sounds like a scientific word?
You see, like, you know how, like, land is like geo? What is sound, like?
Yeah. Oh, right. So, brain is,
neuro.
Neuro is more of like the insides, like the technical stuff of the brain.
Mm. Oh my god.
What?
Is that your neighbors again?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's enough.
How much have we got?
The thunder. So welcome back. Yeah, I think that's it for now. I have something to do, and you probably need to have a few words. No, just kidding. Don't beat up your neighbors. It's not nice. No. Not good for health either.
Yeah, I'll probably become some sickly, unhealthy thing.
Okay, I will see you later then.
Do we sign off or something? Is there some cool, like, exit intro or...
Exit intro? Do we give an intro to us exiting?
Yes, an intro to exit. Well, like, an exit-tro.
Like, da-da-da-da-da-da! Woo! Exit music! Oh, yeah!
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, let me Google that. It's called an outro.
An outro.
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 It's not intro, it's an outro.
Oh, instead of going in, you're coming out.
So, would you like to make a outro for us, Jordan?
So we're It Rhymes With Orange. Door Hinge, which hopefully someone puts that in the comments.
Just clear that up.
Yeah, just to clear that up. That's what we really are, we're door hinges. So, like, how, I don't know, like, a cool music, maybe? Or, like, some action scene, an explosion?
Yeah, I'll add some music right here. That'll be fine.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Hola. I mean, arrivederci. Another language in Thai.